Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, welcome everybody to 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Politics with your coffee. It's all about impeachment.
Is it?
What do you think the effect of the impeachment is going to be? Except it's not really impeachment, folks. Some of the press, the mainstream media in Oregon, is reporting it for what it really is. And it's not impeachment. It's an impeachment inquiry. But the Willamette Week calls it impeachment proceedings. Now, there's a reason why I'm bringing this idea forward, because it is going to make a difference. But how is it going to make a difference in Oregon politics? I'm quite serious now. Because you see, today we know what's going to happen when Trump releases the transcript of this message. Now, there's a great piece by Michael Goodwin that I want to get into about this issue, because I think it helps you and I to be able to talk about this with people. Because, folks, today it's going to be the talk of every town, of every water cooler, of everything. And the sad part about it is there's going to be, because of that, because it's going to dominate everything, just like it is right now. I've just switched between numerous television shows this morning as I was looking at things to talk about here, just doing show research. And I'll tell you, it is everything. So it's going to dominate. All right, fine. Who does it help or hurt? I have some very definitive opinions on this. And part of it is because of what Michael Goodwin has written in the New York Post today about this. But it overshadows some other things that are happening that are really important to us right here in Oregon, such as this interesting guest column in the Bend Bulletin. It's by a guy by the name of Thomas Triplett. And the headline is, Oregon is in a crisis of its own making. Now, Thomas Triplett lives in Bend. I don't know who the guy is, but he makes some very interesting points here right at this time that we're engaging in this recall. Now, we'll get into the recall, because yesterday I continued to get emails about recall and signing petitions, because we asked that question yesterday. Because you remember Jim wrote in and said he refused to sign the recall petition because he was afraid that he would be, in essence, become a target. He didn't say it in so many words, but he said he didn't want his name out there. Okay. There are other people that are saying, and that prompted me to ask that question. Are you willing to stand for your liberty? Are you willing to stand for what's right? Because if Kate Brown has really done all these bad things, shouldn't she be held to account to it? And can that be done in today's political environment? Well, all right, so the case for Kate Brown's impeachment. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, that word, it just is dominating everything, right? Her recall, because we don't have impeachment in Oregon. We're the only state in the union that doesn't have an impeachment process. Okay, fine. We have a recall process. Kind of ends up being the same thing, except that our left-wing controlled legislature doesn't get to do it. It's the we the people that get to do it. Actually, it's a better process if you think about it. We the people get to recall. We know how the legislature is going to act. That's obvious. Well, the case is made inadvertently by this guest column, and I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about something that you're not seeing. And that I saw a tweet earlier from Timber Unity. And it was about how the Oregon Secretary of State has basically said three citizens initiative that would have destroyed private timber owners' ability to do anything with their land. Those three are not moving forward and I can't find a story about it anywhere. Now, maybe it's out there, and if some of you can, it's being completely overshadowed by everything else going on today. And it's all about impeachment, folks. Now, I would think that a story that has such incredible implications, what somebody would be covering it in the state of Oregon, but it's not, at least not yet. Haven't seen it. So lots to talk about today as we get into this day, including this impeachment business has a connection to Oregon with a U.S. ambassador who is an ambassador under Trump to the European Union. And he's a Portland hotelier. And it's amazing how he got his ambassadorship. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about a postscript. We had the story of Kylie Dixon. We had her mom on the show, interviewed her, right? This is the cancer patient, the young girl. Her and her mom left the state to avoid the state forcing her, because she was not taking traditional, she did take traditional chemotherapy, made her really sick. Mom decided, no more, we're going to try some alternative things. OHSU doctor turns her in, and the state says, no, you got to do it, and if you don't, we're going to take your kid from you and put her in foster care. They leave the state, they get caught, they bring them back. And yesterday, she's in front of a judge, or 2 days ago, in front of a judge in Clackamas County, saying that they're going, here's her quote in court, they're going to drag me to the hospital. She's a 13-year-old now. She says she does not want surgery to remove a tumor. Do you think that's the right thing? Should it be her choice at 13? Now, here's why I'm asking that. Because the liberal left will fight to the very end to allow a 13-year-old to have an abortion. Yes, that's right. And in Oregon, paid for by you and I, the taxpayers. The liberal left will fight to the end to allow a 15-year-old in this state to have transgender surgery. Seriously. Without parents' approval, paid for by the taxpayers at 15. The liberal left will fight to the end to not allow a parent to make a choice about how their children should be vaccinated or how many vaccines. The liberal left will fight to the end to make sure that a cancer patient who's 13 years of age must be forced to accept cancer treatment without the parent's approval. Now, here's the question I want to ask you. If you're in conversations with people about important things, like things that are happen to be in the news, right? This show is about political coffee, and it's about you giving you arguments that you can persuade the persuadables. So don't you think parental rights is a big deal? I'll guarantee it's a big deal, folks. Very big deal. That's why all these Democrat liberal women who are pro-choice came to the Capitol as part of Oregonians for Medical Freedom, Moms Against Forced Vaccinations, to stand with, well, we conservatives on the right, liberal pro-abortion women on the left, standing with us on the right. Why? Because of parental rights. So if you want to persuade people in the course of your daily life and really kind of help turn the light bulb on in their heads about liberty, about where do your rights come from? Do they come from God or do they come from government? These are arguments you can make when you're talking about parental rights. It's one of those things because it's about liberty. You know, I have a great listener, is a great conservative Republican that I've known a long time. Works for the state of Oregon, and he sends me emails from time to time. And many of you know Davis Dyer. And he's a really smart guy, and he thinks these things through. And he writes me these wonderfully long emails that lay out these arguments. And he's right about them. Because ultimately, you can have, you can use these arguments in the manner that you can through your life, whether it's with your Facebook friends or your Instagram and social media, Twitter, whatever, or just face-to-face conversations that you have around the water cooler. If you're a state employee or just working for a private employer, it doesn't matter. If you want to change your world, if you want to change Oregon, you know, recall petitions is one way to do it. It is stunning to me, again, that there's so much dissatisfaction amongst Democrats that 18% of the signers of these recall petitions, and I don't know about this about flush down Kate Brown, but I do know it about the Republican Party petition. 18% are Democrats. Now, that ought to give you some hope, friends. Seriously. The only way we're going to fix this state, you've heard me say it many times, and you know what I'm going to say, is prayer and each of us individually making a difference in our world. Now, I am, and that's the point of this show, friends, is to help you make a difference. So this is a difference maker argument. I'm going to put it to you that way. This 13-year-old cancer patient who's been through chemotherapy wants to try these alternate, in fact, has tried alternative methods of dealing with cancer. CBD oil is one of them. It's in the story. That's what she said to the judge in Clackamas County yesterday. Well, this is an argument you can make. Shouldn't parents' rights always be paramount over anything else? And then the inconsistencies of the left. If they come back and they say, the persuadable, well, no, in the interest of the child. Well, okay, in the interest of the child, is it right for 15-year-olds to have sex change operations without their parents' approval, paid for by the taxpayers? And then you can go on and on and on. Is it right for 15-year-olds to get abortions, 13-year-olds to get abortions without their parents' approval, paid for by the people of Oregon? This is how you start having conversations with people, that you, again, the light bulb goes on. This is so important. I'm not the only one to say this, because interestingly enough, the other day I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and guess what? He basically said the same thing. We can talk about all of these issues, and they're so important because they really do impact our lives in a powerful way. But it doesn't matter, Rush said, until you tell somebody else about it. And that's what I want you to do, each and every one of you. Now, when we come back from the break, I want to get into this impeachment thing because it's going to dominate. And there's a golden nugget in here for us in Oregon. Does it impact us, friends? Believe me. Impact. So get into that when we come back. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. 503-589-1220. Email to Jeff at 1220.am. It's 620. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Let me pose this question to you on the impeachment thing. What if the release of these transcripts today and the whistleblower's complaints, because Trump says he's gonna release them both, what if there's no there, and it all fizzles? What are the implications of that in Oregon? Now, we know what the implications are probably going to be nationally. And that's part of this Michael Goodwin piece from the New York Post that I want to get into. But I'm telling you, friends, right here in Oregon, it's going to make an impact. And a good one for those of us who believe in liberty and the rule of law. You know, speaking of CBD oil, you know, I just talked about how this cancer whose mother we had, Christina Dixon, on this show. The story about her on Channel 8, you can see all this, by the way, on OregonWatchdog.com. Well, she had some treatment with CBD oil, and her mother, as she did on this show and has done on other shows, has talked about how she believes that has helped shrink her daughter's tumor. Well, they don't let her take it anymore because the government doesn't let her take it. But let me tell you, if it worked, even if it's the perception that it works, isn't that worth trying? Now, I can tell you, I take CBD oil because it helps me sleep better. But I also think I'm getting other benefits from it, too. Certainly less joint pain. There's no question about that. And at my age, I've got plenty of it. So you know what? Maybe you ought to try some CBD oil yourself. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, an elderly lady who's not doing well, but she's okay. And she said she had used CBD oil cream on her joints in her hand, her arthritic joints, and it really helped. Those are the kinds of anecdotal stories that, well, ought to give you hope that maybe you should try some too. Why don't you go down and talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care, right down on South Commercial, right next to Safeway. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. One quick email because it relates to yesterday's thing. Ed sent me an email about signing petitions. Is there a way to check to see if you've signed a particular petition? Not really. But I will tell you this. He's been homebound and hasn't been able to get out. So he downloaded from both websites, flushdownkatebrown.com, flushdownkatebrown.com, and katebrownrecall.com. Okay. And he sent the petitions in. But his worry is that nobody will check to see that that he's already signed them because he doesn't remember if he have. And I'm the same way. I don't remember that either. Well, I can assure you that both campaigns are, in fact, checking for duplicate signatures on their own before they're going to turn all these things in. So I would say if you have a doubt as to whether you've signed it or not, err on the side of caution and sign it anyway because the campaigns will catch it. All right, Michael Goodwin. He's a columnist in the New York Post. You see him on Fox News. Here's what he says. Pelosi's impeachment flip-flop changes everything. And I think he's right. He says that he says for months, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warned itchy Democrats. Don't you love that? Against the perils of impeachment. She should have stuck to her guns. In surrendering to the radicals and the noisy drumbeat of their media handmaidens, Pelosi established a formal investigative process involving the top legislative committees. Yet, she did something else too, he writes, something far more monumental. She effectively committed House Democrats to impeaching President Trump. He then writes this. Because of what she said and did, if the House doesn't go all the way, it will be a political disaster. Well, let's stop there for a moment. Because the impressions are is that the House is beginning impeachment proceedings. That's what the Willamette Week story today says. It is not true. You see, all of these committees haven't even voted to begin impeachment proceedings. They haven't even voted to begin formal impeachment inquiry. I know that we're just kind of mincing words here, but these things have true legal implications, friends, because you see what Nancy Pelosi has done here is all very informal. Now she thinks, and this is a point that Michael Goodwin makes here, she thinks that this gives her wiggle room in case today, release of these transcripts and the whistleblower so-called complaint, the official complaint, which Trump says will reveal his obvious bias. If all of that fizzles and makes him look bad, Nancy Pelosi cannot back down. At some point, they're going to have to hold a formal vote. Now, if it all fizzles, here's how it makes an impact for us in Oregon. At least I think. The same way it will across the country, because it's all about those swing voters. And there are. There's a bunch of them. And there's a lot of Democrats who are not happy in Oregon. Look at the numbers that are signing the recall Kate Brown petitions. Will these people, even people who are nervous about Donald Trump, even people that don't like Donald Trump's style, but like the benefits of his policies, a la the economy, a la standing firm and saying the things you're going to do that you're actually going to do, like build a wall, like foreign policy, like taking on China. Those things, folks, they ultimately like. So is this the thing, the impeachment movement in the House over nothing, if it fizzles today, if there's no there there, do you think that's enough to push these people, the people in the middle, the persuadables that we talk about every day on the show, is it enough to push them, those who did not vote for Trump, to push them to vote for Trump and push them to vote for Republicans here in Oregon? What do you think? Maybe even vote to recall Kate Brown if they get enough signatures. All of this we're going to talk about when we come back, and more on this Michael Goodwin article, 6:30 in the morning. You're listening to Political Coffee. What do you think about all of this? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. Political Coffee. Politics with your coffee. That's what it is, folks, if I can talk there. A quick email before we get back to this subject. Dave wrote me a great email. It was about yesterday. You know, the question that we were talking about, are you afraid to sign the Kate Brown recall petitions? He says, hi, Jeff. Freedom isn't free. You have to fight to keep it. The Democrats are not telling you what they have planned. Kate Brown signed some of the bills to take away private property. Democrats make a big deal of Trump and Russia while they worked with the United Nations to take away all property rights and move Oregonians into stack housing. Kate pushed the rent control bill, so the state's controls, but you will have to pay for the stack housing. The man wants to put you back into slavery with high taxes after taking away independent living. This is being done under Agenda 21, the global plan that will kill millions of people by starvation. I think that's an excellent point, because here's what's going on. About impeachment, the Michael Goodwin article makes a number of important points. But add to that the fact that it is likely, on top of all of this stuff, we think about the risk they've taken here, okay? Nancy Pelosi thinks that by not holding official votes in committees, which you have to do to start an impeachment inquiry, you have to hold votes. They're not. But they're saying that they are. She thinks she can back away from that. If, and she knows this, if in fact the release of these transcripts, which apparently nobody's read except this whistleblower, and the whistleblower's complaint, which Trump says, and so far Trump's been proven to be right on all this stuff, folks, Trump says shows obvious political bias in favor of some one of the Democrats. So we'll see. But what if it all fizzles? Nancy Pelosi thinks she can back down. Michael Goodwin's point in the article today is you can't. And it becomes a disaster. Add to that, when the Inspector General's report is fully released on this whole Russia collusion business, the fake dossier, all of that. When the Connecticut special, U.S. attorney, who's been tapped by Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, to do this special investigation as to how this whole thing happened, this witch hunt that was proven false. When that hits, on top of what is likely to be this disaster on impeachment, because the Democrats are going to look really bad, do you think it is enough to move these voters in the middle in Oregon? Not necessarily to vote in favor of Donald Trump and Donald Trump win Oregon, but what about all these legislative races? What's the impact at school board races? What's the impact here in Salem City Council, which apparently voted, by the way, to raise your taxes yesterday? So the impact of this is incredible, because this is all people are going to talk about for a while. Did you notice, by the way, the price of oil? It's down again. Folks, it's down to $56 a barrel. Now, why would I bring that up in the middle of a discussion about impeachment? Because it's something you can bring up in a discussion about impeachment. Huh? You go, what? Jeff, you're crazy. No. There's a method to the madness, folks. You see, remember I told you that story about my chiropractor, who's a little bit on the liberal side, being moderate to liberal, but he was joking around about Trump's tweeting. People don't like Trump's tweets. Some people don't. And sometimes I think he should not tweet some of the things he says. Let's just be honest, okay? I wouldn't say it. I don't think he should either. But here's the point. Trump tweets, people listen. People watch. Television shows, news programs, show the tweet on the screen, unfiltered. Now, that's the way the president, and this is why he does it. He says it all the time. It's the only way he can get his message out. So if the disaster that is about to befall, I think it is. I think these, and Michael Goodwin makes the point today, folks, Trump would not be releasing these things if it was going to hurt him. It's probably going to exonerate him. It's probably going to show that the Democrats are just stupid. And have miscalculated once again, just like they have, and like Trump says. And what does Trump say in his tweets? Let me get back to my point here. What does he say in his tweets? All the while they're doing this, they're not recognizing the great strides we're making in America. And we are. Look at the economy, folks. Look at what we're doing around the world with foreign policy and how that's impacting us. How Trump is fulfilling his promises. You see, that's how you make the connection here, friends. That's how you blunt this stuff, is to talk about what is going on that's positive in people's lives, that's being drowned out by the noise of impeachment. You see, when somebody says they don't like Trump's tweeting, you can say, yeah, but you know what? I like the price of gas. Huh? Somebody looks at you like, what? What do you mean you like the price of gas? Yeah. I like the price. I like the fact that the Iranians attacked Saudi Arabia and took away half of their oil production capacity. And that's true. They did. Oil refining production. capacity. All right? They did. And guess what? Oil spiked, and then it's back down again. I like the price of gas. And you know why we have low prices in gas? Because of Trump's policy. It's called fracking, which, by the way, nobody has proven is hurting the environment. If Obama couldn't prove it, and his Obama EPA couldn't prove it, it ain't happening. I like Trump's policies. I like the price of gas because that means my groceries are not going up. It means I can drive and go somewhere on vacation. It means I can travel. I like the fact that my wages in Oregon are growing at the fastest rate in 10 years. I like the incredibly low unemployment. Anybody who wants a job can get a job. That's because of Trump's policies. Yes, it's because of Trump's tax cuts that I'm getting more in my paycheck with every paycheck. Aren't you? You can say these things, friends. And these people that are nervous, these people in the middle that are nervous about Trump, worried that he's going to be impeached. By the way, do any of you think that the U.S. Senate is actually going to convict him of anything? No. And that's another point that Michael Goodwin makes in this article today. By the way, I got that off of Drudge. You can read the whole thing. But I'm telling you, friends, this, her saying what she said yesterday backs herself into a corner. She is going to have to vote formally. She's going to have to. She can't back down. Because the reason she's doing this is because the loony left of her party is demanding it. The people that run Oregon are demanding it. All of these presidential candidates now are backed into a corner. The Democrats, they have to say yes, impeach, impeach, impeach. And when it all falls flat on its face, just like the Mueller investigation did, like all of these false narratives have, this fake news, the cumulative impact of that in Oregon, friends, along with what is going to be revealed about this silent coup, about the right time when it should, next year in 2020, in the election, could very well move enough voters in Oregon to our side of the things. And every one of you can move voters by making the right arguments, by pointing these things out. Let's go to Art, who's on the phone. Art, good morning. What say you today, friend?
Isn't it fun to just watch the Democratic Party implode from within, Jeff? It's just incredible how crazy they are, how infatuated they are, living in the past. You know, they lost the election. They're not focusing on what they should be focusing on, trying to convince voters that, you know, they have the right ticket, so you should elect them. They're doing this crazy impeachment stuff. And I do believe that the possibility is there once that Trump releases the stuff, then Nancy can say, hey, this is a loser. We're not going to go any further. Even though some of the radicals definitely want to continue, but she's having a hell of a time trying to control her party, and it's just fun to watch. I mean, it's just incredible.
It is. It is fun to watch, Art. And unfortunately, we got to go to the break. Thanks, friend.
Bye.
Appreciate your thoughts today. It's 6:48 in the morning. More on this. I'm actually going to disagree with Art here. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Don't go away. You're listening to Political Coffee, 6:48. Call
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
I'll tell you why I disagree with Art in a moment, folks. My friend Fred Thompson can make your life better because he can give you the assurance that you'll have enough retirement income. He's a New York Life Insurance Company agent. Yeah, they have retirement income products. If you're kind of worried that maybe Social Security ain't going to be enough for you, or maybe your own retirement, your 401k, your pension, whatever, you really should talk to Fred. Why don't you call him? 503-428-7479. You might be really surprised about what he can do for you. 503-428-7479. Let me tell you why I disagree with Art. You see, 150 members, at least, of the Democrat Party in the U.S. House of Representatives have already signed an impeachment document. They're demanding impeachment. This was before this Ukraine issue, folks. Now, Pelosi doesn't have wiggle room here. She's just made the next election all about impeachment. And right here in Oregon, it's going to be all about impeachment. It's going to be all the Democrats are going to talk about. Friends, I'm telling you, they think their winning strategy is to ignore the things that the guest columnist writes about as reasons why Oregon's in a crisis. It's the Ben Bulletin piece. You can see this if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. Okay? It lists all of these things that the legislature did. Many of them, as we know, just directly against what the voters have already voted on. That makes a difference in how people view these things. It's the Democrats have to make it about impeachment. Oregon Democrats have to make it about impeachment because they've got to divert attention from all the things that the Democrats did that ought to really just tick off the voters here in Oregon. They've got to divert. They have to divert attention away from Oregon's new sales tax, giving illegal alien driver's licenses, and on and on and on, including the cap and trade debacle. That's going to be back in February of 2020, by the way. He says, Michael Goodwin, in this article, the next election is now about impeachment. If you think America's polarized today, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, let me tell you why Nancy Pelosi cannot back down. And this is why there's no wiggle room here. This is why I say that I disagree with Art. Yesterday in her speech, remember, words mean things, friends. She said that Trump had, quote, seriously violated the Constitution, unquote, and, quote, betrayed the oath of office, unquote. That leaves those words. Leave her no wiggle room, folks. How can you, as Speaker of the House, say that and then not have to advocate and follow through with informal impeachment proceedings? What she did yesterday is not that. They haven't even voted on it in committees, even to begin the inquiry. They've just said they are. But her words are going to leave her no wiggle room. She will have to follow through. My prediction to you is that Donald Trump will be impeached by the House, and this will backfire enormously. And it's actually going to be easy for us, you and I, to be able to talk about this with our persuadable friends. Because think about it. Think about how bad they're going to look. They've already looked bad. The polls show it, folks. About after the Mueller report came out, after 2 years of beating the drums that this was going to prove Trump was evil, that he was a traitor, that he colluded with the Russians, and it all fell flat on their face. This is probably going to do the same. Now, I say probably because who knows? I'm hedging a little bit myself, but I'm telling you, everything Trump has. Folks, just think about it. If you were in Trump's place, would you release transcripts if they proved what the other side is saying about you? No. And he's going to. This is going to fall flat on their face. We can use it in Oregon to bring things back to center, to the focus of how Oregon politicians, Kate Brown, and the ruling Democrats have engaged in a type of tyranny that takes away your parental rights, that so dramatically increases your cost of living that you can't afford to live in Oregon anymore, even with massive new increases in your wages because of Donald Trump. And I'm going to go to Rebecca in a moment, but I want to read an email quickly from Chris. Good morning. I personally don't believe that the Dems don't have any intention of legitimately winning in 2020. Why? Because they're gearing up for 2024 and the massive introduction of socialist policies. See the division that's being created? The chaos? Especially within their own party. They know what they're doing. And then pay close attention to how often socialism is now mentioned and talked about all day, every day on the media. They are prepping the 2024 voting bloc to believe that socialism is the only thing that will save the country from the chaos you're seeing today. It's deeper than just that, but it's painfully obvious that they don't care about winning more than they care about the narrative being the way it's been. Today's topic, however, he says, I believe it will push over the independents to voting to the right or not voting at all. That's the scary part. However, Republicans in office are not capitalizing on these events at all, both at the state and the federal level. Amen. Chris, let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, you got a couple of minutes. Go.
Hi. There's a couple who made a they make documentaries. And one of their documentaries is about Dr. Gosnell, the abortionist who was discovered to have baby bodies all over his office.
Right.
Anyway, they also made a documentary about fracking, which is available online. And fracking, they showed how the whole fight against fracking is being led by just a small group of people who are very deceptive in what they claim. And it's a very good documentary for people to watch because it's obvious that this is all of the attempts to make fracking out to be something dangerous is just a fraud, just like a lot of the other frauds.
It is, and what you're talking about, Phelim and Anne.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's McLear. Their name. I couldn't remember their name at the moment.
Yeah, they're Irish people. I've met them, and they do incredibly good work. Rebecca, where can you find those documentaries?
I just watched the one on. Well, maybe I have the video, but I don't think I do. I think I just watched it online. The Gosnell one, I have that video. I'd love to show these videos to people.
Yeah, you should be able to Google that. Not, don't Google. Go DuckDuckGo. You should be able to find.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo.
Yeah. Just use. Search the name Gosnell. Thank you, Rebecca. Folks, I hope that you found the show interesting today. There's going to be a lot more about this every day. That's all we're going to talk about is impeachment. Yikes. Make it a great day in spite of it, friends. See you tomorrow.